Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/ Today I F'd Up, where OP shows up to a family dinner butt naked. Today I F'd Up by arriving to my mother's family dinner naked. It's not often that my family has get-togethers, as many of us live fairly far distances away, but it turns out that everyone's schedules just kind of synced up for once. So my mother, being the kind soul that she is, invited us all over for family dinner. Now, we live around 4 hours away by car, and it usually takes about 5 hours to get there, including toilet breaks, walking the dog, etc. So after this long drive, we arrive about 20 to 30 minutes before dinner is to be served. So I decide I'm going to grab a quick shower to freshen up. This was my first mistake. My mother's house is a reasonably small 1-bathroom, 2-bedroom, but it's very homely and very cozy. However, it's not the most structurally sound building in the world. I finish my lovely warm shower and stand in front of the sink as I dry my body and start styling my hair and spraying deodorant. Here's my second mistake. I usually have music blasting while I shower and get ready. It's just always something I've enjoyed, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't getting in the dancing mood. As I start dancing around, I feel the floor start to creak. Bear in mind that I'm quite a large guy, and before I could even react, I fell straight through the floor. Down into the kitchen where my mom, grandparents, and brother and his partner were all sitting at the table waiting for food. I was damp, in pain, smelling like a god, but also stark naked. And the worst part? I broke my left ankle and I couldn't stand up. I had to be helped to my feet by my brother and my partner while my mother got me a towel to cover myself. I'm currently on the couch after a rather embarrassing trip to the hospital trying to rest both my ego and my ankle. I'm sure this will be a great story a year from now, but in that moment, I wanted to keep falling down to the earth's core. Today I effed up by helping a drunk coworker and trusting HR. I'm a 29-year-old guy who works in digital marketing. My company held a party to celebrate the completion of a big project. As I was walking to my car, I noticed a drunk female coworker in her mid-30s. We worked together for 3 years, but it's a big department, and I don't know much about her. She was having difficulty walking. I offered to help, and she held out her hand. I asked if she drove here, and she took an Uber. I helped her call another one as she vomited. The Uber driver arrived, saw the condition she was in, and took off without saying a word. Understandable. So, I decided to drive her home. I have a dual front and rear dash cam setup. I moved the rear camera, placed it in front, and adjusted the angle to make sure the inside of the vehicle was covered. Fast forward 1 month later to last week, and I was called into HR. My manager was sitting there with a serious expression. They asked me what I did after the party. I immediately became defensive and asked what the meeting was about. The HR person said they received a complaint from an employee accusing me of inappropriate behavior. I responded, "I have no idea what you're talking about. I did nothing inappropriate during or after the party. Whoever complained has the wrong guy." They stepped out into the hallway for a couple of minutes. I'm starting to sweat, even though I did nothing wrong. After thinking, I remember that I gave a coworker a ride home, so that must be what they're talking about. They step back into the office, and the manager says they have a witness who saw me put a drunk coworker into my car. I said, "Yeah, I drove her home. Nothing happened, and I didn't put her in my car. She accepted the help." Silence. They stare at me like I'm guilty. nothing but suspicion and judgment. HR says they'll continue investigating and will speak to me the following week. I received an email today telling me to make a statement for the police and that I'm suspended until the case is dismissed. I'm pissed, really pissed. I hired an attorney and submitted a statement to the cops. After asking around, I learned that coworker that I gave a ride to is apparently the ex-wife of my manager's golfing buddy, so yeah. Little does the company know, I protected myself with dashcam footage as well as a short cell phone video of me walking her to the house. I'm innocent and I'm gonna fight this. Man, I can't believe they have someone see a guy put a drunk girl into the car and their automatic thought is just the worst possible outcome. They could be friends, they could be dating, he could simply be giving her a ride. But why automatically jump to a felony, right? There's like no actual evidence of the felony, it's just a guy helping a girl get home. I smell a lawsuit. And then OP posted an update. It's been a stressful week. My attorney has been incredibly helpful. The first thing we did is sit down and lay out all the known information. It took 6 hours. Surprisingly longer than I expected, letting me know the situation is the real deal no matter how easy of a slam dunk case it appears to be. A common question I get was, who made the complaint? It wasn't the coworker that I drove home. I asked her and she said, thanks for the help. I'm so sorry about this. HR and the manager asked if anything happened. I said I don't remember much, other than parts of the drive and you walking me to the house. They didn't seem happy with that, and kept pushing and leading me to, like, answer in a way that made you look bad. But I would know if anything had happened, or at least have a feeling that something did, and I don't. She went on to apologize again and requested that I not involve her more than is absolutely necessary because it's very embarrassing for her, which is why I recorded the call. I live in a legal one-party consent state. My attorney acquired the outside security camera footage from my workplace. I'm not sure how he did it, but that was awesome. The video showed me helping my drunk coworker to my car. But there was something strange about the security footage. The bottom right corner had been edited. I thought this was the original copy, but they gave us a censored copy. The attorney did his thing and obtained the unedited version, and we learned who it was they were protecting. The manager himself. He was outside smoking a cigarette and looking in my direction. He immediately called someone on his phone after I drove off. With the confidence of knowing that she didn't make the complaint, the security video showing me helping her enter my vehicle and not forcing anything, and the manager making a call seconds later, along with having dashcam and cell phone footage of the drive, I suggested we go directly to the owner of the company. The attorney didn't like it at first, but he agreed after some discussion. So we spoke with the owner. It wasn't easy making contact with him. The man is very busy. He mentioned how he rarely ever gets involved with these types of things, yet he wisely had two company lawyers on the phone call. Without revealing too much, we gave him a good idea how the case would likely play out if it went to court. He understood and said that he would conduct his own investigation and further communication would be through his company lawyers. Not even 12 hours later, my attorney and I receive a long email from the company lawyers explaining everything. The manager confessed. The owner caught him in a web of lies. This is why I kept the dashcam footage a secret. Remember that phone call that he made? It was to his golf buddy, the ex-husband of the coworker that I helped. Yeah, so apparently the bitter ex-husband just assumed things happened so he wouldn't stop pressuring the manager to destroy my career. But the manager wasn't the one who made the complaint. It was a random employee who happened to be smoking next to the manager at the time. The manager somehow convinced this employee to file the report so that the manager wouldn't be restricted by conflict of interest issues. He wanted to be involved at all times and steer the investigation however he wished. But even then, the employee who made the complaint never really saw much. Security video showed him, at the time this happened, walking back into the building with his head down staring at his phone. Man, imagine trying to ruin someone's life and get them accused of a felony illegally, just because, what, you want to be a bro to your buddy? Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Today I effed up by thinking my son was having gay intercourse when really he was just eating hummus. So I'm a 39-year-old woman, and I have a 15-year-old son, and he brought his friend around today. They immediately went to their room, and I assumed they would just play some video games or whatever, so I was totally fine leaving them. It was about 30 minutes in when I was walking past, and I heard sounds such as, "Oh my God, that's so good," and "It's so good with that in it," and various "mmm" sounds. It really sounded like they were having gay intercourse. I was super weirded out by it, so I quickly went downstairs and waited for his friend to leave. When his friend left an hour or so later, I asked my son what they were doing in his room. Because although I don't mind him being gay, and I know it's normal for teenagers to passionately hug, a condom should really be used. So I planned to confront him about that. However, his answer shocked me to my very core. They weren't passionately hugging, they were eating hummus. I was shocked and initially didn't believe it. We had never had hummus before, and I asked him to show me the hummus if that was true. So he did, and I ate hummus for the first time, and oh my God, it was good. We experimented with different things in it, like bread and carrots, and it was great. Apparently, his friend had heard that he had never had hummus before, and he thought this was absurd, so he had planned a date for a hummus party. So, yeah, it ended up being quite a good ending. I discovered how nice hummus was. Down in the comments, we have this post from Kel21. "Oh, I see you got hit by the emergency hummus. I always kept open hummus inside my closet for when I was having intercourse with my friends. You never know when you might get caught." Today I effed up by telling my parents about my inheritance. My 36-year-old sister died 6 months ago from a heart condition. She practically raised me, so it's been pretty difficult to deal with. I'm in my final year of university, and I failed every single class this semester. She'd be disappointed, but it is what it is. My sister never married and never had children. I lived with her near campus. She ran a successful side business, and I got to help her occasionally as a paid intern. She worked a lot, but not to support us. She wanted to retire by the time that she was 40. She would have been done in 4 years, but her heart had to fail her first. When she died, her attorney read her will to me. She'd left everything to me. She had an extremely large amount of money put away for her retirement. I was unaware of this, but she had made several real estate investments so she could continue living a comfy lifestyle once she retired. She left her 2006 Subaru to me and willed our current house to me as well. She had explained that she wanted to use this house for college housing eventually. This was all extremely overwhelming to hear. She left nothing to my parents, but since they didn't know that she had assets, they willingly paid for the funeral and any other associated costs. My sister was no contact with our parents, and I'm very low contact. We're their only two children. At the funeral, my parents asked me how I was going to continue going to college without her money. Lol, they thought that she paid for me to go. Psych, I have student debt. I told them that I would continue to take out loans. They asked about my living arrangements, and I shrugged. At the time, I didn't know all the details anyway. Well, 2 weeks ago, I found out that my parents tried to sell my sister's house while I was still living there. They brought a realtor and toured our home and everything. It was all on the camera set up in the home. When I called them and told them I'd be calling the cops, they explained the situation. I told them it's my home and it was willed to me, so they can't sell it. They were heavily confused. I told them to meet at my attorney's place and set a time. Cue today. My attorney explained the will to my parents. My mother went white as a sheet, and my father was grumbling about suing me for his rightful money plus the cost of the funeral. My mother began ugly sobbing, telling the attorney that he was wrong. Her daughter wouldn't leave the house to someone like me. The attorney cut the meeting short, and now we're preparing for the inevitable lawsuit coming my way. I just want to sleep and avoid all of this. And for some info, my mom is a stay-at-home mom, but like the kind who spends her life at the country club, not the involved kind. My dad is a businessman and is typically on business trips for weeks at a time. They live, as they call it, lower upper class. Down in the comments, I'm going to read this post from Hepatitis T. Imagine losing your child and being mad about not getting money from it. Yeah, OP, I think I'm starting to get a sense for why you and your sister were so low contact with your parents. They sound like awful, toxic people. And if you hear this video, OP, then I would strongly recommend you to retain an attorney. You said that you have an attorney, but my guess, and I'm just guessing here, is that the attorney you're talking about is actually the estate's attorney, because the estate's attorney will definitely help you in transferring the assets to you. But make no mistake, that attorney's responsibility is to the estate, not to you. And I mean, luckily, the law's on your side anyways, because your parents have no leg to stand on whatsoever. She left all of her property to you, and your parents chose, of their own free will, to pay for the funeral, so like, how is that your fault? Spoiler, it's not. Today I effed up by checking the hidden photos on my mother's phone. So, for context, my mother gave me her old phone shortly after she got a new one, because mine had been stolen a few days prior. So I began transferring my iCloud data, and I decide to check the photos to make sure everything's transferred correctly. I open the library and see a hidden album with a small 4 above it. So naturally, I opened it, expecting maybe some inappropriate text to my father or, at worst, an embarrassing video of me and my brother. But what I saw was so much worse. Upon opening the album, I was greeted by 3 fully naked photos of my mother. This itself wasn't that bad, considering that she's an adult and it was probably intended for my father. It was the 4th item in the album that was the worst, however. And before I say this, I want to prepare you. It's very shocking, and I still don't know what to think about it. I clicked on the video, hit play, and was instantly subjected to a nearly 10-minute long adult video of my mother and my uncle. That is, my father's brother. However, that's not even the worst part. My uncle is married with 2 kids. I still haven't confronted my mother about this, but I plan to soon. And then OP posted an update. So, after my mother came home from her shift, I questioned her about the video, and she said the tape was actually of my uncle, mother, and father. She said they were just having a threesome and there was no cheating going on. Of course, I didn't know this at first because, like I said, I didn't watch past like 5 seconds. I know this ending is going to bum some of you out, but I'm just happy that my mom isn't a cheater. And to all you pervs out there who keep asking for videos and pictures, F off. That's my mom, for Christ's sake. Who on earth is going to see a folder of their parents' nudes and immediately think, oh, cool, a video. I wonder what's in the video. Oh my God, it's an adult video. How could I have not seen this coming? That was r/todayIeffedup. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
It's time to take your body care routine to the next level. Introducing Osea's bestseller body care set, the perfect companion for your summer travels. This four-piece kit transforms dry skin to silky, soft, and glowing. It features travel sizes of Osea's best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil and Body Butter, clinically proven to improve skin elasticity, along with their anti-aging body balm and Salts of the Earth body scrub. And to top it off, it's packed in a vegan leather bag, making it a must-have for all your summer adventures. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat yourself to glowing, healthy skin this summer with clean, vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Right now, you can get the best sellers body care set valued at $78 for 33% off. Use code SUMMER to save an additional 10%. That's an additional 10% off at oceamalibu.com code SUMMER.